Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's the 5th of May 2025. I want to talk today about how you can break into a new vertical. There are so many benefits of marketing to a vertical, and we have loads of our members that have a vertical. Most of them, they have their general business and then they've got the vertical on the side, as it were. We do have a small number of members that just operate within a vertical. But the first thing to do is to pick a vertical. And I mean, this is a 30-minute recording in itself, which I'm not going to do. The easiest way is to look at the clients you've got and ask yourself, who do I want more of? Who's got the right attitude to technology? Technology is critical to their mission. We like working with them. You know, you might have 10 CPAs, accountants, you might have 10 lawyers, and you might look at that and say, well, we don't want more lawyers. We don't enjoy working with them, but we like working with CPAs, and technology is mission critical to both of those. So a vertical, the right vertical is very much dependent on you and what you like doing within the business. But once you've picked a vertical, there are a number of actions that you should take to get your marketing properly set up for them. Now, we have a full knowledge base article on this. So if you go into the portal and go look into the knowledge base, it's under the support navigation, and then just go into that and type in vertical, or how do I break into a new vertical, and you'll find my full suggestion. I'll just go through two or three things here that I suggest that you do, and using some MSP Marketing Edge tools. So for example, Email Hijack and the IT Services Buyer's Guide. Those are two really, really powerful tools, which are even more powerful when you use them within a vertical. So if you take the IT Services Buyer's Guide, and let's say you are looking for, let's go with lawyers, right? Because everyone's got lawyers in their marketplace. You would do an IT Services Buyer's Guide for lawyers. So it's the lawyer's IT Services Buyer's Guide. And you don't really have to change much of the content. So you would take the IT Services Buyer's Guide. Obviously, you put your MSP name, your branding, your contact details on it anyway. But you would just add in that it's for lawyers. And in fact, if you're operating in two or three different verticals, you'd have one for lawyers, one for dentists, etc., etc. You can do exactly the same with Email Hijack. And both of these are tools that you'll find within the portal. It's a really, really powerful thing to do. Another powerful thing to do is just to post our regular content that, again, is designed to talk to them. So you might, for example, set up a second LinkedIn account. So you might have a LinkedIn account that's for your general business and a LinkedIn account that's just for your vertical. That's a very smart way of keeping your two audiences separate. So you could take our content that we give you, the videos, all the social media content, the carousels, the infographics, all of that stuff, and you can just put that out on your general audience, LinkedIn. And then you can do versions for lawyers or whatever your vertical is on your vertical LinkedIn. Do you see the idea behind that? And the way to make something seem relevant to your vertical audience is it's as simple as you use the words that they use. So for example, if you were trying to speak to lawyers, they don't have a legal business. They talk about a legal practice. Same with dentists actually and veterinarians. It's all a practice. So on your lawyer's vertical LinkedIn, you would talk about, do you still have Windows 10 machines in your practice? Or how many of your lawyers are using Windows 10 machines or something like that? Do you see how it's a very small, subtle shift of language? You don't have to have tons of changes to make something seem relevant to a vertical. So however, whichever tools you use, whether it is Email Hijack, the IT Services Buyer's Guide, or whatever it is, just make sure that that seems utterly relevant to them. As I say, there's a full knowledge base. In fact, we've got 10 suggestions for you in the knowledge base article. Just go into the knowledge base. It's there in the navigation, and just type vertical in and you'll see all of my advice on adapting our materials and just marketing to a vertical. So just a reminder that if you want to chat this with me directly, I do a drop-in marketing clinic. I normally do it most Tuesdays and most Thursdays. This week it's just Tuesday because I've got a commitment on Thursday and I don't have the opportunity to jump on a call, but I'm doing it tomorrow and I will be back doing it on Tuesday and Thursday next week. And you can see when the latest one is and exactly what time it is in your time zone. All of that, we've automated all of that. It's in the portal. When you're on the portal homepage, you can scroll down to the bottom and you'll see the next time there, or you can just go into the navigation under support and you can see the times for the drop-in clinics there. Anyway, I hope you find a lot of use in that, in breaking into a new vertical, and I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.